Listener Production. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. The US has shot down that suspected Chinese spy balloon off the Carolina coast. It's been tracking the state's airspace for the past couple of days, but Beijing maintains it's just conducting weather research when it went off course. President Joe Biden says he made the order on Wednesday.
We successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
It's funny, I told them to shoot it down.
On Wednesday.
But the recommendation.
They said to me, let's wait till the safest place to do it.
Two other balloons have also been spotted. The Prime Minister will make his first big speech of the year on the eve of Parliament returning. He will use his National Press Club address to accuse critics of the voice to Parliament for starting a culture war. Anthony Albanese is confident, though, it can be a unifying referendum. Perth's Swan River is being patrolled this morning after it recorded its first fatal shark incident in 100 years. A 16-year-old girl was mauled to death after she jumped into the water to swim with a pod of dolphins. She had been jet skiing with friends at the time. Air taxis are en route in Queensland by 2032. The driverless aircrafts will take passengers from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast in just 22 minutes. And it's 50,000 years until the next one, so the green comet we've been talking about this week will be visible tonight. The best time for viewing is between 10 and midnight. The Perth Scorchers have been crowned Big Bash champions for a fifth time. Cooper Connolly's 40-run partnership with Nick Hobson helped guide them to a 5-run victory over the Brisbane Heat.
What is this? Cooper Connolly! That's ridiculous!
The call there on 7, and wins went to Manchester United, Brentford, Aston Villa and Brighton in the Premier League this morning before Wolverhampton defeated Liverpool 3-0.